Welcome to the Flash Entertainment Edition. Today, we're diving into some of the most buzzed about stories shaking up the entertainment world. From unexpected concert cancellations to controversial jokes in the latest movie releases, and even early predictions for this year's summer anthem. Stay tuned as we explore these stories, providing insights and context to keep you in the know. We're kicking things off with news that left Olivia Rodrigo fans reeling. Her much-anticipated performances in Manchester were postponed, stirring quite the commotion among fans and industry insiders. Rachel, can you give us the details?
Certainly, Wendy. Olivia Rodrigo's fans were looking forward to her Guts World Tour shows scheduled for May 3rd and 4th at Manchester's Co-op Live. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen technical issues at the venue, those shows were postponed. This incident is part of a series of setbacks for Co-op Live, which aimed to be the UK's largest indoor arena.
Sounds like a frustrating situation for everyone involved. What exactly went wrong at the venue?
The technical issue stemmed from the venue's heating and ventilation system. During a sound check, part of a component unexpectedly separated from the ductwork. Though no injuries were reported, it raised significant safety concerns, prompting an immediate postponement.
With major shows being postponed, how is the venue handling this setback?
Venue authorities and the Oak View Group, responsible for Co-op Live's development, confirmed that independent inspectors would evaluate all similar components to prevent future incidents. As for the affected events, efforts are underway to reschedule, with ticket holders given options for refunds or holding onto their tickets for new dates.
What's been the reaction from Olivia Rodrigo and other artists affected by these postponements?
Olivia Rodrigo expressed her disappointment on social media, emphasizing her eagerness to reschedule the Manchester shows. Other artists, including the Black Keys, also experienced reschedules, underscoring the broader impact of these technical issues on the venue's opening schedule.
It's a stark reminder of the complexities involved in launching a major entertainment venue. Thanks for that comprehensive update, Rachel. Let's move on to a controversial joke in the movie The Fall Guy that's sparking debates across the entertainment industry. Next up, The Fall Guy finds itself at the center of a controversy over a joke involving Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Sean, this issue appears to be more than just about a single line in the film. What's the bigger picture here?
Indeed, Wendy. The joke, which references the legal battles between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, has ignited a conversation about the boundaries of humor in cinema. While some defend it as satirical commentary, others view it as an unnecessary addition that sensationalizes personal disputes.
It seems to reflect a broader trend in how current affairs and celebrity scandals are being woven into entertainment. How is the industry reacting?
The Hollywood Reporter and other outlets have noted a growing inclination to integrate real-world events into content, prompting debates about the ethics of such portrayals. In the case of The Fall Guy, the backlash raises questions about creator responsibility, especially when real people's ongoing challenges are involved.
It's a delicate balance, for sure. Do you think this situation will impact future content creation?
It could certainly influence creative decisions, sparking a reevaluation of what constitutes acceptable humor. The backlash may encourage filmmakers to tread more carefully when referencing real-life figures and events.
A thought-provoking situation. Thanks for shedding light on it, Sean. Now, turning to a lighter note, there's early buzz around a potential song of the summer. Lester, tell us about Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richman. As the weather warms up, there's always speculation about which track will dominate the summer playlists. Lester, Million Dollar Baby is making waves. What's behind its rapid rise?
Wendy, Million Dollar Baby by Tommy Richman is certainly turning heads. Released on April 26th, the track has quickly scaled the charts, thanks in part to a strategic preview on TikTok that captured listeners' imagination. It's now challenging heavy hitters like Taylor Swift for the top spots on music charts.
A TikTok preview, you say? It looks like social media continues to be a game changer for the music industry.
Absolutely. Richmond's engagement on the platform has been critical for the song's success. Music critics and fans alike praise its funky vibe and undeniable bass, pointing to its potential as the soundtrack of summer 2024.
It seems like Million Dollar Baby has all the right elements to capture the summer spirit. Thanks for this exciting analysis, Lester. As we conclude this episode of the Flash Entertainment Edition, we're reminded of the dynamic nature of the entertainment world. From unexpected concert challenges, controversial cinematic humor, to the quest for the summer's hottest track, we've covered a range of stories that highlight the industry's highs and lows. Until next time, remember, knowledge and entertainment, on demand.